This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I can't believe I'm reading this text. And I know my stepdad, Jeff, would agree with me when he reads this and hears me say it out loud. It truly blows my mind that people drink beer. It tastes horrible. Come on. I love an ice cold beer. Nothing better than a Friday. I mean, cocktail, beer, whatever you want on a Friday.
I mean, look, I'm not a beer drinker anymore because of what it does to my body, you know? But a cold beer, there's still something special about a nice, just cold, ice cold beer in a mug and whatnot. Like, that's a rite of passage, man.
When the mountains are blue.
Smash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well played.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, let's do it.
Oh, dude, yes, we are doing that. We are doing that right now.
Okay. Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You're really not. Bob, whose name is at the top of the list?
I think it is Mac's name.
All right. Leading off, Richard of the Week is Mac Morey. Mac, who you got as our Richard of the Week?
We talked about him yesterday. Ryan Clark's going to be my Richard of the Week, and it's not for the take.
You're rubbing off on him.
Because we had that take yesterday of Burrow's the best.
In the world.
In the world, the best. And it's not even a discussion, is what he said, too. You know what? Fine. We'll play it.
Okay.
Let's just think about the seasons Joe Burrow has actually finished. In two of those seasons, you go to the AFC Championships. In one of those seasons, you advance. And then you look at last year, and he's the best quarterback in the world, and it's not a conversation. I was talking this offseason to a lot of defensive coaches, and I was talking to a defensive coach, and he talked to me about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. And he says to me, he was like, bro, he's like, those dudes just know how to make something out of nothing. But the reason he thought Joe Burrow was the best was, he said, but Joe Burrow never misses the something. There's something to be said for a dude that knows how to put the football where it's supposed to go.
I want to go home. Did you hear Ryan Clark this morning?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Get Up. Did you hear Ryan Clark this morning?
On
Get Up. The Chargers are going to win the West. They beat the Lions with a backup quarterback last night.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. It was on there this morning. I'm going to tell you something. The Chargers surprised me last night. Geez. Did you see the way that they played with a backup quarterback?
Yeah, so it's not the take. The take obviously is idiotic, but the reason for the take is because he's fishing. And I think you're Richard, if you're fishing in July, have a real take, have some real sports discourse. It's okay not to have a flaming hot take every day. It's okay. Hey, the Chiefs are better. That's fine.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes specifically is better. He's done way more. He's beat him multiple times since 4 years ago, whenever that AFC Championship game was. Just idiotic, Richard.
Well, it's really why I've kind of gravitated over the last few years to Kendrick Perkins, because before our sound got wolfed, we had a great bit from Kendrick, or not Kendrick Perkins, but from Swagoo, who was sitting there and they're having these stupid contrived debates on these stupid shows. And Swagoo just goes, all right, enough. We all know the Chiefs are the best damn team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Stop. and called everybody out for having these horrible, stupid, no good, rotten takes. And Ryan Clark, to me, started very, very good in this business and has just kind of fallen down, man. Like, now he speaks and I'm just like, man, what happened to the Ryan Clark of 3 years ago that was that was legit, that was good, that wasn't looking to make headlines, that was talking, you know, legit NFL football that I really loved? He's gravitated to the hot take world. Hopefully he's making more money doing it that way. God love him and good for him. But he went from a guy that I really respected in this medium on ESPN to a guy now who just becomes a guy that's just up there with Mad Dog screaming and yelling about the lamp.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it really is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. What about Dusty,
you're next.
I'm going with that CEO that got caught with his mistress at the CEO concert or at the Coldplay concert. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see this in the news, he's now suing Coldplay. Look, buddy.
Idiot.
You got caught. You react in a way of guilt. Again, if you'd have just sat there, held your lady by the bosoms or whatever you were doing with them sweater kittens, and you got caught and act like the police raided your house, and now you want to sue Coldplay because they put you on the Jumbotron, which he'll probably win some sort of like case because there'll be something in like the writing that says you're not allowed to like, you know, whatever.
But don't like, cheat on your wife, jerk.
Yeah, stop breaking the law, a-hole.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So the fact that this guy is suing Coldplay because they put him on the screen and it showed that he was out with someone other than his old lady, and now his life is ruined. His job, he is no longer the CEO of. She is no longer head of HR, clearly.
Right.
But it's Coldplay's fault.
Right.
Because they put you on the screen and you react the way you did. And now you want to be a Richard and sue the band of the concert that you went to, where you probably know fans are going to be put up on the screen. And at that moment, you're ever so tightly caressing your mistress as if you don't care about anything in the world. Oh, but now you care.
Right.
Now you care.
It's your fault that I'm cheating on my wife. Wait, what?
What?
No, you were cheating on your wife, but that's peak 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something. I'm not going to accept responsibility, and I'm going to blame everybody else, mm-hmm. and it's their fault for this, right?
I just can't believe that he's suing Coldplay. I mean, every teardrop is a waterfall. Life in Technicolor comes at you fast. You know, sometimes you're a little yellow. It is what it is, but you got to go.
Yeah, you can be suing the band.
Good day, sir. You cheated on your wife. You stole from fizzy lifting drinks. You lose. Good day, sir. You were a CEO. You stepped down. Don't tell me there wasn't a buyout for that.
Oh,
go
yeah.
to Hawaii. Go to Florida. Live the rest of your life with that lady that looks like she's from Tales from the Crypt that you thought was better than your wife. I'm sorry that you're a scumbag. Don't sue Coldplay. You're a Richard.
Yep.
Get lost. Go live your rest of your life where no one can see you. Not even a Coldplay concert.
And
Richard
that,
of the week.
And what that guy should do, seriously, he should just go away. Like he should be Bartman. Like you should never hear from this guy again. What a total clown. Suing Coldplay because you were cheating on your wife. You got caught, pal. Don't cheat on your wife, first of all. And second of all, don't do it at a concert where there's 70,000 people. Idiot. That guy was the CEO of a company. You want these CEOs that get fired all the time. We see why. They're dopes. All right, finally, for me, my Richard of the week, Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Tom Brady, don't ever tell another man how to be a parent or a husband.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Don't ever tell another man how to parent or how to be a better husband. Unless they come to you and say, hey, man, I need advice. But who's going to Tom Brady for marital advice or parenting advice? That guy's got no room to be out here telling anybody about parenting, being a father, being a husband. It's not your lane.
Add some context for the listeners.
So Scottie Scheffler a couple of weeks ago talked about how winning these things is nice, but it's not as fulfilling as being a dad. And he's right about that. And Tom Brady basically took umbrage to that.
Oh.
Tom Brady's like, well, I was a good dad because I went out there and worked every day and showed my kids about a good work ethic. No, being a good dad is being there for your kids. Working is not being a good dad. It's supporting your family. It's something that you need to do. That's being a father. That's being an adult. Be a dad. Be there for your child. Be at their events. Be at their stuff. Go to their games. Go to their school activities. Nobody wants to, but we do it because that's what we do as good parents. I haven't missed one damn thing in my kids' lives. I go to everything. I don't miss a thing because in 2 years it's over, and then we're looking back on, man, I wish we had that stuff to go to again. Tom Brady, don't talk about you worked hard so you were showing your kid a good work ethic. Yeah, normal human beings work. That's part of life. It's a third of our day. Everybody's supposed to work. That's not being a good dad. And don't tell Scottie Scheffler, who had the greatest comment ever, yeah, winning's nice, but it's not as fulfilling as being a father. That's the way it should be. When you leave your job at the end of the day, the most fulfilling thing is in that home, not what you did at the office. And if the most fulfilling thing you did in an office and you're a parent, you suck at being a parent.
From the 913, bring your kids to your Botox appointments. Tom's greatest parental advice. Then there's that video from when he was on that documentary. That's not how we kiss in this house. Get back over here. And I mean, good hell, was that a kiss from his son to his dad?
I just saw a video of him like talking about, I don't know what documentary it is, him like with a soccer team and him saying Wayne Rooney like isn't a good enough coach or whatever. Yeah, doesn't have the work ethic.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Okay. Whoa.
You know what? If I'm a Raider, trade me now. I don't want this guy lording over me. Go be on TV, man. Go team with Spiro Dedes, because that's about the level broadcast you should be on.
Yeah, don't kiss your players in the locker room either. On the top of the head, you'll get cut.
Yeah.
A lot of weird kissing with Tom Brady and his whatever. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, we always get, you know, told like, hey, don't talk about this. Like, I'll never talk about somebody's family, right? Like, I'm not going to say like, oh, yeah, you're, unless you cheat on your wife and you're a CEO and you're suing Coldplay, then you can get bent for sure. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just, you know, come on. Come on, Tom.
I mean, that's really just tone deaf.
And what Scottie Scheffler said was amazing.
It absolutely was amazing. Incredible. It was great.
Like, Scottie Scheffler literally, like, humanized himself with every single male that's a father, where he's like, is winning great? Yes, it is. It lasts for a couple seconds, but where I win is when I go home to my family.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so corny. Scottie Scheffler, he's super Christian. I don't like him. Screw you. Like, let him have his beliefs.
I love like, we had 10 minutes together last night as a family. His best 10 minutes of the week, you know? Just everybody sitting there. Nobody had anything to do, sitting around. Now, of course, they were asking for stuff, and we just spent thousands of dollars on back-to-school, you know, clothes and whatnot. But you always want stuff, need stuff. But you treasure those moments with your kids. They're so important, and they're so vital. And if you're missing out on what your kids are doing because you think you're being a good dad by going to the office and playing football, you've totally missed the boat on what being a parent is.
Tom Brady's brother texting in, Brady isn't a normal human being. He's the best athlete ever.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a good father or husband.
Brady has 7 rings, though. Mahomes being a family guy will be his downfall. Football is life. Brady understands it. You don't, Fesco.
You're right, I don't. I have priorities in my life, and I feel bad for that person who texted in, because sports don't matter, man. Nobody's going to remember what you did on the field. They're going to remember you. Like, when Tom Brady's old, you want your kids around. That's what I want. I want my family around when I'm old. I want to be there for my kids. I want to see my grandkids. I want to walk my... Everything I do in life is geared towards my children, of what I want them to have experiences for. And I want them to see great things in life and have the opportunity and do the right thing and learn and all that kind of stuff. Everything I do is for my children. And anybody who doesn't and thinks sports is more important than their family, you suck. It's probably why you're single.
Not only that,
you don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Not only that, but, you know, Bob gained another son. He got Mac, and he's got Alex. So, I mean, you're here with your kids every day at work. Like, you bring your kids to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Every day.
Every day.
Look at
That's
you.
How good
Every
of a day. Dad you
That's
are.
How good of a dad man. I am. But I mean, I don't understand how you can prioritize and think it's more important to do your job than it is to be a dad.
I would be a good dad, but I always have to say this.
So I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking.
So I can't take any advice from dads because I don't know what the hell to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.